105 is the number that comes to my head. When I think of all the years I wanna be with you. Wake up every morning with you in my bed.
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Adam.
And this is Spencer.
And today we have kind of a interesting lesson.
Yeah, it is pretty interesting.
It's kind of dark, though.
Definitely dark. So we're talking about a joke?
Right, this is a joke that we found online. You guys have probably seen it. Mm-hmm. These things can go viral very quickly.
That's right.
Even quicker in China.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is a joke about marriage,
yeah,
before and after.
Yeah, and of course we have included the original joke.
It's here, yeah, if mm-hmm. you want to take a look at it. Again, I think a lot of you probably already have.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea of the joke is that if you read it from the top down,
mm-hmm.
It's a very different sort of meaning or situation.
From the bottom up.
From the bottom up.
That's right.
So let's go ahead and listen to that joke.
Let's do it.
This is wonderful. The day I've been waiting for is finally here.
Will I have any regrets?
No, no. How could you think that?
Do you love me?
Naturally.
Will you betray me?
No way. That's crazy talk. Why would I do that?
Will you kiss me?
Of course. And I'll do it nonstop.
Are you gonna beat me?
Not a chance. Dark.
Yes, super dark.
But funny, right? I mean, a lot of humor can be very dark. In mm-hmm. fact, we say dark humor.
Mm, that's right, we do. Okay, so let's go ahead and go from the top down.
Okay, so the guy,
mm-hmm.
he says, this is wonderful.
Mm, yes, super great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's one of those words when I say, you know, I really want to make that first syllable, the one, kind of a bit stronger, a bit more emphasis. This is wonderful.
It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So it's wonderful because, well, the day he's been waiting for is finally here.
Mm.
To which she asks, will I have any regrets?
Regrets? I've had a few.
Yeah.
But then again, too few to mention.
Yeah, right.
Little Frank Sinatra for you guys.
Yeah, so regrets would be, well, hohui.
You wish you did something or you wish you didn't do something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, so, well, when you have regrets about something, well, it's usually what we say, regrets about something.
Well, that's it. You either regret doing something
mm-hmm.
or you have a regret about something.
Yeah, so I really regret eating that whole pizza last night.
Oh, I hate that. Yeah, I hate those food regrets.
Yeah.
I really regret not coming to China sooner.
Mm.
Why did I wait so long?
I regret having gone on vacation when I did, because when I was there, it rained every day. Oh.
That doesn't sound too terrible.
I don't know. It depends.
That doesn't sound too terrible.
Okay. Anyway, well, the guy says, you know, oh, no, no, how could you think that?
How could you think that?
Yeah, how could you think that? Basically, don't worry, you know.
Mm.
Do you love me?
Mm.
To which he says,
naturally.
Of course.
Yeah, it is another way to say of course,
mm-hmm.
right? Actually, naturally is one of my least favorite words, because what does natural mean? It means something different to everybody, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to put naturally and all of the different ways you can use naturally into the grammar section.
Mm.
But for here, it, like Spencer says, it just means of course.
Yeah, it means like something that you will do without even thinking.
Right. That's a good way to put it. So like, what could I say here? Spencer, do you like Chinese food?
Naturally.
Spencer, do you like Chinese girls?
Naturally.
Spencer, do you like Chinese air?
No. Sorry. Naturally, I don't.
Naturally, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this girl, she seems to have a lot of doubts. She's worried because she then asks, will you betray me?
Okay, betray. This can be a pretty, this can be pretty big. It can be pretty small.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a phrase, stab in the back.
Ooh.
Yeah, you stabbed me in the back. You betrayed me.
Yeah, but so betray, here she might be talking about, well, being cheated on.
Right. So we have this phrase, to cheat on someone, mm-hmm. which basically means, well, you go find another girlfriend or boyfriend.
While you're still with the one that you have.
Right, so you cheat on your girlfriend, you cheat on your boyfriend, or your husband, or your wife.
But betraying can, you can also betray other things. You can betray friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can betray your country.
Benedict Arnold.
You can betray your family.
Hmm.
You can betray basically anything that is pretty close to you.
Right. Because again, like that, the picture of stabbing someone in the back.
Yeah, a knife in the back.
Right, that's betraying.
Yeah.
Just one more thing here, guys. The noun for betray is betrayal.
Yeah, so if you've been betrayed, there is betrayal.
That was a betrayal.
Yeah, that was a betrayal.
Of course, the answer to the question, will you betray me or will you cheat on me, is no way.
No way.
No way.
That's crazy talk.
It's like impossible,
mm-hmm.
right? Not going to happen.
Yeah, basically, it's of course not.
Mm-mm.
No way. That will not happen.
Hey, but you just said crazy talk.
Yeah, that's meaning like you sound crazy for saying that.
Right, your thinking is wrong.
Yeah.
Basically, like you said something that's just only a crazy person would think that.
Yeah, only crazy people think like that. How
right.
could you? No way.
Right. So, guys, if anyone is having some problems with your girlfriend, or she says something like, you know, you don't love me anymore, babe, that's crazy talk.
Yeah. That's crazy talk.
Mm.
And, well, here comes another question. Will you kiss me?
Will you kiss me?
Will you kiss me? Of course. And he will what?
I'll do it nonstop.
Yeah, nonstop. This is a great saying.
It really is because, you know, it just means without stopping.
Yeah, so you can, if you're crazy about somebody, if you really, you know, like somebody or you love them, maybe you think about them nonstop.
Right, exactly. Right. Or if you are crazy, like crazy,
mm-hmm.
you might yell on the street nonstop.
Mm. Or if you have a drinking problem.
Oh, drink nonstop.
You might drink nonstop.
Yeah.
In which case, you might be partying nonstop.
Partying nonstop.
Yeah.
I just want to party all the time.
Yeah. But you can basically do anything nonstop.
Talking. I often think about some people who just talk nonstop.
Me.
You're pretty good. Yeah, there's a lot of people out there who just blah, 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 blah.
Talking nonstop. I don't know. You can exercise nonstop.
Yeah, anything.
You can be fat and eat nonstop. You know, sorry, guys. Just saying.
You should be careful because they might beat you.
Oh, don't hit me.
Okay, so beat here. This is where it gets a little dark, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the dark stuff here.
Yeah.
Because beating, of course, can be like beating at a game
mm-hmm.
or beating in a war or a competition.
Or just physically hitting somebody.
Right, hitting someone.
Yeah. So that's not good.
It's not super good. This is, again, like, this is the dark part.
Yeah.
So here we are talking about domestic violence.
Yeah. So, chapo.
Yeah. Pretty scary stuff.
Yeah. Chapo.
Does happen, you know, both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely happens both ways, but
yeah.
Maybe we should move on because this is dark.
Yeah, it's kind of bothersome. Hopefully, none of you have ever experienced that or have done that.
Oh, I should say one thing, though, because a lot of times we'll talk about, like, parents,
mm-hmm.
Like, when they want to discipline their naughty kids.
Yeah.
You wouldn't really say, like, beat your kids. I mean, you can say that. But, like, for example, when I was young and I did something bad, my parents gave me a spanking.
Really?
Which is just, like, you know, just a little hit on the bum.
Yeah. Yeah, my parents didn't believe in that.
Yeah, and in fact, in America now, like, it's so wrong to even talk about it.
Yeah, you really shouldn't beat your kids.
You'll beat your kids. But again, like, we have to make this kind of, we need to, in our minds, think of these things as two different things. Like, you know, just a tap on the bum, you've been bad, or like punching in the face, right? Different things.
So anyway, he says, not a chance.
Not a chance.
Just meaning no way.
Exactly, yeah.
Of course not.
Right.
I would never do that.
Right. Not a chance. So what's something that there's not a chance you would ever do?
I would never, ever try to swim across the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I could ask Spencer, hey, Spencer, do you want to swim across the Pacific Ocean with me?
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
Yeah, no way. No way, Jose.
Okay, and the last line on here, this one actually was a bit tougher because it, can I believe you is what we have. Mm-hmm. But I almost think like we should be using a word like trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both are okay.
Both
actually.
Are okay. Can I trust you? Like, remember that in relationships, we always talk about faith as well.
That's right.
So, for example, earlier we talked about betray. Mm. We also use the word be faithful to.
Yeah, right? Be faithful.
Be faithful.
So if you're being faithful to somebody, you will not betray them
or
cheat on them.
Right. So, I mean, we could almost say for this last line, like, will you be faithful to me? Something like that.
Maybe. Okay, let's go ahead and listen to the dialogue again, shall we?
All right.
Can I believe you?
Not a chance.
Are you gonna beat me?
Of course, and I'll do it nonstop.
Will you kiss me?
No way. That's crazy talk. Why would I do that?
Will you betray me?
Naturally.
Do you love me?
No. How could you think that?
Will I have any regrets?
This is wonderful. The day I've been waiting for is finally here. Okay, well, it was a little bit different that time.
Yeah, kind of dark.
A little dark, right? Mm-hmm. A little dark. This one was really fun to do, even though it was dark.
Yeah, it was. I mean, this is, we've never done a lesson where we read it down and then read it up before.
Yeah.
So that's cool. We got to change things a little bit there.
Well, the one thing, though, is it's really hard to explain jokes, right? Like, I'm very happy we didn't have to explain why this is funny.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of jokes have a lot to do, they have a lot to do with language and culture. So if you don't know the language or the culture really well, sometimes... Well, we say the joke may have just gone over your head.
Yeah, exactly. So, in fact, there's a lot of times in our comment section where maybe Spencer or maybe Tara or even me, maybe we'll say something and he's just like, huh? What does he mean there? Mm-hmm. And that's a great example of this phrase, go over your head.
Yeah, it just means when you don't understand a joke.
Or you could even just say, I don't get it.
Yeah, right? I don't get it.
I don't get the joke.
Yeah, that's right.
But of course, this was a Chinese joke, right? So this was something that we tried to translate into English, and I think it translated pretty well.
Yeah, guys, and let us know what you think. Was this joke just as funny in English as it was in your own mother tongue? We'd be interested in knowing. So please leave us your comments in the comments section as always, and we will see you next time.
All right, bye, guys. The more I look, the more I find the reasons why you're the love.